The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. I am thrilled to be back in the studio. Now, you probably didn't know I wasn't in the studio the past couple weeks. But I've been doing a bit of traveling, and so one of my shows I actually taped while I was down visiting some clients in Florida, and the other show I actually taped in my bedroom. That's right. It was a snowstorm, and I couldn't get here. So, and some of these shows we tape, you know, ahead of time. So it was a snowstorm, couldn't get out of my house, so we taped the show from the comfort of my bedroom. So thank you all for joining me in my bedroom last Sunday. Hope you enjoyed the experience. It was fun to do the show from there, and it was actually nice. Everybody left me alone. I told the kids because everyone was home from school that day. My wife was downstairs, and I said you leave me alone for at least an hour or so. I got to do the radio show, and I got to tell you, I enjoyed the peace and quiet. No one bothered me. It was great. But here I am back with Tony in the studio. We're living large here and providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. Hope you're all doing well this Sunday morning. Sick of the snow yet? How about that? How do you think the Red Sox, can you actually play baseball in 6 inches of snow on the field? I mean, I don't know. They do it in football. I mean, they carve out where the lines are and stuff. Could you imagine the baseball players all running around in boots out in the field? You just get the base paths that are open. I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe they have special solar rays or something that will melt the snow on the seats, and maybe they'll make it happen. But folks, the Sox are coming back to Fenway in 2 weeks. Are you ready? I know I'm ready for some baseball, but I certainly don't want to be one of the fans in the stadium during the first month of baseball. That's one of my lessons that I've learned a long time ago. I'm a huge Red Sox fan, love to go to games, but not until after May 15th. That is my rule. I don't need to be there anymore for the game before the Patriots Day. The Patriots Day marathon. It's just too darn cold, and especially at night. Oh, that is brutal there. They sell more hot chocolate and New England clam chowder, I think, than anything else at Fenway during that time. But nevertheless, they'll be back on TV. Unfortunately, we won't be hearing Red Sox here on North Shore 104.9 this year. You got to go to the traditional stations to listen to that. But we'll always have in the morning updates and scores and recaps of the game and whatnot. But thank you for tuning into us. We provide financial advice in a language you can understand each and every Sunday morning. The Friday morning that I was talking about. No, we don't even need to make a change of that edit, because each and every Friday morning we do something else. On Sundays, we do the radio show, 8 to 9 a.m. On Fridays, you get my free newsletter. It comes out at 10:30 in the morning. And it's hard to believe that we've been emailing it out, since March of 2009. Almost 10 years. 52 weeks times 10 years. Man, that's close to 100. I mean, close to 100. Boy, my math's bad. Close to 500 issues of my newsletter have gone out. And you can sign up for it if you'd like to get our free newsletter. Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page on my website and just type in your name, put in that you'd like to receive the newsletter. If you want to leave me a comment in there, you have a question for us, something you'd like me to talk about on the radio, perhaps you've got a personal question that you'd like to ask, or maybe even want to request a free initial consultation in the office. Happy to entertain all of those questions and comments that you have When you go to the website, FriedmanFinancial.com, that's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com, sign up for the newsletter. All right, we got lots of things to talk about today, but I will be very honest with you. I don't know what's going to be coming next. When I left the house today to say I was going to do the radio show, I was asked, Dad, what are you talking about today? And I said, I'll figure it out when I get to the studio. So basically my preparation has been the drive time from North Andover to Beverly. That's the preparation for this radio show, and which honestly is what it is pretty much every Sunday, to tell you the truth. Anyways, market's been pretty volatile the past couple weeks. It's interesting. It's been volatile, but not really. The media has led you to believe that the market has been far more volatile than it has really been. Okay, here we are, approaching the end of March, and the markets are roughly flat for the year. Big deal. Okay, so we made 10% earlier in the year, and now the markets are roughly flat. But I want to put things into perspective for you. First of all, when you hear that the market is up 5% or the market's up 10% or down 20%, you got to understand what the market means, what the term the market means, and what that means in relationship to your portfolio. Think about this. Many folks have put together, you've heard the term asset allocation. We talk about it all the time on the radio. The importance that you should have some of your money in stocks, some of your money in bonds or fixed income securities. When I say stocks and bonds, by the way, I'm not suggesting individual securities. I much prefer packaged products like a mutual fund or an exchange traded fund or an index fund. Of course, they can go up and down in value. You can lose money, you can make money in these accounts, but they are far more diversified than owning just an individual stock. But when you hear about the market going up, they're generally talking about one of two indexes. One is the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which I bet if I were to ask you right now, where is the Dow Jones Industrial Average trading around? You'd probably say, oh, it must be around 23,000 points. And that's generally where it is, 23, 24,000 points, something like that. But if I asked you, what's the S&P trading at? I bet you don't know. I bet you don't know what the S&P is trading at. Honestly, off the top of my head, I don't know what the S&P is trading at. I know it's in the 2,000 range. But think about this. Are you trying to build a portfolio that is designed to beat the market? If you are trying to design a portfolio that's designed to beat the market, do you know how hard that is? What does beat the market mean? Let's be sure we understand what the Dow is and what the S&P 500 is. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is made up of, do you know how many stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average? 30. That is all. The Dow Jones Industrial Average comprises of 30 stocks, representing 30 companies that lead various industries. So what's oftentimes, and what we've seen happen over the past couple weeks, is you've seen the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 200 or 300 or 400 points, but interestingly, the S&P 500 may be flat, maybe down 1% or down, or up a percent or a little bit. The Dow and the S&P oftentimes mirror each other, but there are periodic times when they don't. And here's why. The S&P 500 is constructed of 500 stocks, not 30. Not 30. So for instance, let's talk about Bank of America. Bank of America happens to be a stock that trades on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But how many major banks are there in America? There's more than Bank of America, isn't there? Maybe there's Wells Fargo. Maybe there's Chase. Maybe there's others that are out there, lots of others. I don't need to go through the whole list. But all of the other banks, including Bank of America, would be part of the S&P 500. Yet the Dow only tracks one. Think about airline stocks, for instance. There's Boeing. There's Grumman. There's other related airline stocks. But one of the things that happened over the past week was Boeing had some different kind of news that came out, And so Boeing's drop in its stock price hurt the Dow Jones Industrial Average for the day, yet it didn't nearly have as much of an impact on the S&P 500. But still, should you be measuring your portfolio against how you're doing versus the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones Industrial Average? The only time you should try to do that is if your portfolio, 100% of your portfolio, is comprised of what are called large cap stocks or large cap funds. Because why would you try to beat the stock market by owning bonds or by owning international securities or owning small or mid-cap stocks? That is not the way you beat the S&P 500. The way you beat the S&P 500, and I'm not telling you that this is a magic solution, but the S&P 500 is an index. It's a fixed portfolio that's going to grow in the direction without anybody buying or selling or making any changes. If you want to try to beat the S&P 500, there's several ways you can do it, but here's the two most significant ways to do it. Number one, know when to get in and when to get out of a collection of stocks. Good luck. Number two, own stocks. Maybe you don't own all 500 of the S&P 500 stocks. Maybe you say, all right, I'm going to pick 70 of them. And I'm going to trade and I'm going to maneuver through those stocks or weight them differently than what the S&P index is. And I'm going to try to beat the index. Good luck. Do you know how much time, effort, and energy that takes? Now, here's what I think is rather interesting. And this is the financial advice in a language you can understand that may shock you a little bit. But when your financial advisor that you work with says, oh, I'm an amazing stock picker, or I'm fabulous at selecting investments for my clients, and I believe I'm better at it than most. Let me tell you about my track record. Let me tell you about what I've done. They are pulling your leg. Here's why. Put this into perspective. When you're investing, are you investing for the short term or for the long term? Generally for the long term, I hope. If you're investing for the short term, now you're being tactical. Now you're speculating. Now you're putting yourself at enormous risk. And those guys that say, look at my performance over the past year or my performance over the past 2 years, those performance numbers, frankly, are based on luck. They were lucky. Here's the truth, though. If your financial advisor is telling you, well, I manage portfolios all day long, they're lying. How did they find time to sit down and talk with you today? How did they find time to prospect? How did they find time to complete paperwork? How did they find time to get education on what they're doing? How did they find time to learn about the rules and their designations and continue to actually spend time with their friends and their family and be involved in the community? They are not investing all day long. I'll tell you this, though. If you're a manager of a mutual fund and you have a team of people around you and your job is to manage portfolios without having any client interaction. Imagine that. Just being able to sit and talk about investments, strategize, analyze, visit the companies. Those people truly invest money professionally all day long. That's what a portfolio manager does. That's not what a stockbroker does. That's not what a financial advisor does. And don't ever, ever let them think that that's what they do. That's my first message to you. We got lots more messages to share. If you'd like to sign up for our free initial newsletter, our free weekly newsletter, I should say, it's called Planning Pointers. It comes out each and every Friday morning at 10:30 in the morning. That's right. Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Introducing Mercedes-Benz VanPower. Now you can get up to 2 years of complimentary scheduled maintenance on a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris van, starting at just $25,995. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Currently offering 0.9% financing.
Visit Flagship Motor Cars of Linfield on Route 1 North or online at flagshipmotorcars.com.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents. Heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent. And we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
If I had a $1 million.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hope you're enjoying another glorious Sunday in March where the weather is 80 degrees somewhere. Not here. Where the Red Sox fortunately are still practicing in Florida. Not here. Jeez, it is cold enough already. You know what's really frustrating to me, honestly? By the way, my name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial. I'm trying to sell my house in North Andover. And I wouldn't want to buy my house right now. Because if I'm looking to buy a house, I want to see what the landscaping around the house looks like. You can't see the landscaping. You can't see the grass, you can't see what part of the driveway looks like, you can't see my full porch, you can't see the backyard. I mean, if I was looking to buy a house and I had a cruddy looking yard, wow, winter's probably a great time to do it because the snow covers it all up. But please, let this snow melt so I can sell my house. Maybe you're in that situation too, but gosh, it's frustrating, I will tell you that. So we are here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. We've been doing it for 5 years, maybe even a little more than that now, here at North Shore 104.9. We are in the beautiful Trees Top Studios overlooking the North Beverly train station. The Depot Diner. The Depot Diner's over there, Bertucci's. If you haven't swung by the studio, you should. Just come by for a visit. The tour lasts about an hour and a half. I'm kidding. It's not that long. But they will, if you can get the special tickets though, that give you access to the Wheel of Cake that, Muggs spends. And then you can all meet all of the various characters. They are, we lock them up in cages in the fishbowl where Muggs sits actually. And, you can go visit them too. But, hey, if you're ever looking forward to winning a prize, and we've got lots of prizes that the station gives out all throughout the course of the week, 800-370-1049. No, we're not here taking phone calls today. But 800-370-1049 is the contest line. So keep that on your iPad, on the back of your hand, wherever. You can always win prizes. But today, everybody gets a free prize of free financial information. But I want to talk to you about this. The market's been volatile, right? But it hasn't been devastating. It's been volatile. But the news makes it sound so much better. So much better or so much worse than what it really is. Yeah, you really want to freak out. Look, the market went up almost 10% in the month of January. Since then, it went down almost 10%. Then it came back up about 5%. And now it's kind of slowly going back down to where that down 10% for that period of time is. But for the year, it's flat. Right now, it's flat. You just had a year where the stock market did something like 18, 15%. I don't even know what the number was, but it was in the double digits, in the teens. We can't continue to have that. Over time, I think your portfolios, if they're well managed appropriately, that they have some money in stocks, some money in bonds, some money in cash, you should look for a 5 to 7% rate of return on your portfolio. If you're looking for 15, good luck. Good luck. But no one's doing that consistently.
Perhaps Warren Buffett is, but I will tell you this. Warren Buffett or some of the best investors that are out there, they're not producing average rates of return of 25 and 50% a year. That just doesn't happen. You can be lucky. You can be lucky. But when you're looking to build and manage your portfolio, 5 to 7% with a structured portfolio, you should feel pretty good about that, especially if you're adding money to it or even taking money out of the account in retirement. But with all that's gone on in the stock market, these up 200, down 300, up 200, down 300, all those days that have gone on, you would tend to think that the market is in trouble. Some people look at it, they say, oh my God, did you see how much it was down today? Did you see how much it was down today? It's really no big deal. But for the first time in a very long time, I got a call from a client who said to me, Mark, this is the big one. I got to get out. I'm like, are you kidding me? You want to get out? I told him, last year he made $235,000 on his portfolio. Now, granted, it was about $1.5 million. So he made a nice return. And I said, since the market high in January, you're down $45,000. So help me understand why you want to get out. He says, Mark, this is the big one. I know it. I don't like these trade war discussions. I don't like what's going on in Washington. I don't trust anybody. All my friends around here at the golf club, they say things are no good. Everything's a worry. I want to get out. I'm like, I was kind of speechless because I reminded him, remember that you've done this twice before. And how did the previous two times work out for you? Well, we don't need to talk about that. This time's for real. I'm like, look, here is the deal. The New York Times wrote a piece on the 19th of March. The headline in the Your Money section read, "Jittery from stock market volatility? Don't run away. Just get a hug." That's what this guy really needed. He just needed a hug. And let me read to you a couple paragraphs out of this article. It says, if you're worried about the stock market, just find someone to give you a hug. You see, humans are wired to want more of what gives us security and pleasure and to run away from things that cause us pain. And if you sit and watch the stock market minute to minute, you watch CNBC, you watch all of the money shows, the finance shows, minute to minute, month to month, you watch them momentarily on your phone, you're going to feel pain sometimes. You're going to wonder, oh my God, is it going to go down some more? Is it going to go down some more? What's going to happen? But this behavior has likely kept us alive as species. This behavior of finding security and pleasure and also running away from things that cause us pain. It's kept us alive as a species, but it creates havoc when we invest. Let me explain. You see, when the markets go down and financial pornography networks, not my word, their words, this is Carl Richards that wrote this in the New York Times, start yelling that you should save yourself before you end up living under a bridge. It feels like a wild animal is chasing you. The only thing you can do, they're suggesting, is run. And that's what they will say. I mean, look, I've talked about this for the longest time. I no longer appear on CNBC. Do you know why? They find me boring. Because when someone says to me, Mark, you know, how do you think the market's going to finish up for the year? My answer is, got no idea. Does that sell a newspaper? No way. Mark, come on, you got to have some feeling about how the market's going to end up for the year. I said, nope, doesn't matter to me. Because my clients aren't investing for returns on a month-to-month basis or on a yearly basis. My clients are invested for the long term. They want financial stability. They want to make sure that their investments are built in such a way that they can replace their paycheck when they retire. Or if they're accumulating assets, that they're doing it in such a well-managed structure that it doesn't matter when the markets go up or down, that they're just putting money away. And in fact, if they're adding money on a regular basis, let's say through their 401k or dollar cost averaging on their own, you know what they should pray for the next 3 years? If they're in accumulation stage for a long time, they should hope and pray that the market goes down. Do you know why? You buy more shares when the market goes down if you keep sending in the same amount of money. You just have to have the confidence that over time, the market will respond and move up, because when it does, you will be very well rewarded. You see, feeling scared is normal at that moment, at the moment when the market feels like it's coming down, or when the media is suggesting to you that it's time to be concerned. And the last thing that you need is a lecture from me, like it says here in the book, on the long-term history of the stock market. When the media is coming at you and saying, you got to get out. The market could drop 40% tomorrow. This could be the end of some of these cryptocurrencies. Oh my God, if Tesla doesn't deliver on the car that they promised, this could be the end of Tesla and the stock could drop 70%. All these extreme expressions that you hear in the media. Folks, they're designed to sell. You know who they want to sell? Not you. They want to sell the advertisers. You know why they want to sell the advertisers? Because when they can make things exciting, when they can make them spectacular, when they can make them kitschy, when they can make it exaggerated, advertisers love that. Because they know you'll want to stick around for the rest of the story. And that's what they do. They raise their prices to advertisers as the markets grow more volatile. They add people, they have talking heads, or as they refer to it as financial pornography, on the TVs, on your cell phone, on the radio, to talk about the most extreme. When's the last time you turned on CNBC and someone asked, what are your thoughts on the market today? And they respond, I have no response. It's just what it is. What difference does it make? That should be the truthful answer. That should be the honest answer that anybody gives. The fact that X stock or Y stock or Z stock has made a little bit of a movement because the CEO is leaving due to sexual harassment causes, or someone drank a can of a carbonated beverage and there was poison in it, and that stock moved. That shouldn't be the reason why you're making moves within your portfolio. You make moves in your portfolio when it's appropriate to your long-term financial goals. And if you're not getting guidance on that, then perhaps you really need to rethink about whether you truly have a plan. Do you have a perspective on what you need, what your family needs, and what is best for everything that you do so that you can continue to live the lifestyle that you've grown accustomed to? So let me continue reading this article. It says, feeling scared is normal at that moment, and the last thing you need is a lecture from me, of course, on the history of long-term stock market returns. You don't need facts and figures. You know what you need? You need a hug. You need someone to listen to you. If you're freaking out, if you're stressed out about this about your portfolio dropping, you need someone to listen to. You need empathy, kind murmurings, physical affection, and, of course, an embrace. But after the hugging is over, and everyone's finally feeling reasonable again, now you can sit down and carefully review the analytical work that went into designing your overall financial plan. Not your investment portfolio, but your overall financial plan. We'll revisit goals and values that we baked into our overall analysis. We can even consider the weighty evidence of history and talk about how the best thing we can do is to stay invested. That, my friends, is what's important. What did we do at Friedman Financial in 2007, 2008? When the market dropped 2,000 points in one day, but the market then was around $10,000 or $9,000. 9,000 points, I should say. If the market drops 2,000 points from 25,000, that's less than 10%. If the market drops $2,000 from 10,000 to 8,000, that's a 20% drop in one day. In one day, what did we do? Well, we answered a lot of phone calls. But for the most part, we did nothing. And history, the weighty evidence of history, suggests when times get most volatile, when people and investors get most scared, the best strategy is to do nothing. Unless you have cash on hand and you want to add a little bit more. Those are the people who make money. Those that say, well, I got out, and so now I have cash, and now this is my opportunity where the market dropped, and now this is where I'm going to get in. I will tell you, you may think that's what you're going to do. But if you got out at 10,000 and all of a sudden the market dropped to 8,000 and the media is hysterically scaring the daylights out of you, you will not be bold enough. You will not have the emotional fortitude to start investing. You will say, well, maybe it can drop a little bit more. Maybe it'll drop a little bit more, because when it jumps back, when it turns around, do you know that it returns extraordinarily quickly? So we'll never know where the bottom is until history shows itself. And this is not the bottom of this show either, because we have two more segments to go. I got lots more to share with you, more financial advice in a language you can understand. And we'll deliver that when we're back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. I don't have money.
What if you could blend the classic strategies of investing with a contemporary approach to financial planning? That's what Friedman Financial can do for you. Wherever you are along your financial journey, Friedman Financial has the skills, technology, and expertise to help you make smart financial decisions. Their team of certified financial planners will deliver an independent, objective, personalized plan for you. Let's make 2018 the year you get serious about your financial plan. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial. Money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts at 41 Cross Street, just above Alto Forno Restaurante. Actually, no, they don't call it Restaurante. It's Alto Forno, an urban bar and something. I forget what their little tagline is. I should know it. I mean, they're just downstairs on the first floor. I'm on the second floor, but I will tell you this. Food is fabulous. The ambiance is terrific. Swing by there. Go visit. Say hello to Dan and Daniela Mamola, who own that restaurant, as well as Daniela's and Palana. Great restaurant. I'm on the second floor. If you happen to be in the neighborhood, swing by. Just come by and say hello. We'd love to meet with you, and I will tell you, following these radio shows that we do, and all through the week, we get emails and phone calls from many of the listeners here on the show asking to schedule a free initial consultation in the office, asking to sign up for our newsletter. So let me give you a little bit of insight on how you can do either one of those two things. Number one, to schedule a free initial consultation, and yeah, we do them for free. And I promise you this, if you schedule an initial consultation and you come into the office for a meeting, you will not be asked to sign anything. You will not walk into that meeting thinking, oh my God, what is Mark going to sell me? You are not buying anything that day. I promise. 50 years we've been doing this since 1960. Well, April 10th, it'll be 50 years. So we've got that coming up. But what happens if you would like to schedule a free initial consultation? What you do is you call my office, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Nobody is in the office today, but you can certainly leave a message if you'd like, or call during the week. Jody, my director of first impressions, which is her official title, will answer the phone, talk to you a little bit about what it is that you're hoping to do. She'll ask you a few questions to make sure that setting up an appointment makes the most sense for you. And if it does, we will find time in our schedule in the next 4 weeks or so to schedule time to have you come in. There's a lot of folks that are facing retirement decisions either in June of this year and also contemplating them for the end of this year. Now is a great time to begin those conversations so that you can explore whether retirement is possible, whether you have enough money to retire, and how you will use that money. And this is the scariest part. You've always been taught to save, but nobody ever taught you how to use the money, spend your money to replace your paycheck once work stops. Sure, you'll probably get money from Social Security, maybe some money from a pension, but the bulk of it's going to have to come from the resources that you've accumulated. Can you continue to stay in your own home? Would you prefer to buy a second property? Maybe you want to rent in Florida. Maybe you're thinking of leasing versus buying a car. Maybe you wonder whether you have the right life insurance, the right investment exposure. Are you taking the right amount of money when it comes to retirement? At age 70 and a half, you're going to have to take money from your collective retirement account. Do you know how to do that? Will you do it properly? All of those questions and much more are what we do. We provide answers to all of your questions in a language you can understand. The other thing that you may want to do is if you'd like to join the 7,000 plus subscribers to our free newsletter that comes out each and every Friday at 10:30 in the morning, all you need to do is go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of the website, click on the button that says sign up for Mark's newsletter. You'll put in your email address, let us know how you heard about us, and you can put in comments, thoughts, criticisms, questions, whatever you want in the little comment box, and boom, it's that simple. I think last Sunday was our record number of subscribers for a Sunday morning show, which is kind of interesting because last Sunday I recorded the show from my bedroom, but I wasn't here. It was snow. So nobody knew that at the time, and I certainly didn't have it. This was a radio show. This was not a video performance. This was an audio production of our radio show on Sunday, and it led to lots and lots of newsletter subscribers. At any rate, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is I've been asked this question a lot lately. People are approaching retirement, or they're in retirement. They're approaching age 70 and a half, and they hear about this thing called a required minimum distribution that they must take from their IRAs and retirement accounts. I want to try to help you understand that. So let's say you have a bunch of, and what we see in many cases is, let's say somebody has a money in their old 401k at work that they just haven't done anything with. It sits there as a 401k at work. Maybe they also have some IRAs at the bank. Maybe they have an IRA rollover that they put with a brokerage firm when they left an old company of theirs. And perhaps they also have an annuity that's owned in a retirement account. Did you know that at age 70 and a half, actually the April following your 70 and a half birthday is when you need to take your first distribution, but I want you to think about age 70 and a half, the year in which you turn 70 and a half. Let that be, from a general standpoint, the year in which you take your first required minimum distribution. Now, many people ask me, Mark, how much do I need to take? Well, there is a required distribution chart that is readily available through the IRS. It's called the Uniform Lifetime Table. And what it does is it takes a look at the age of you as a retiree. So let's say you're turning 70 and a half that year. They look at the amount of collective money that you have in retirement accounts. So this just doesn't mean your IRA. This means all of your retirement accounts, all of the accounts that have IRA, 401k, 403b, annuity, anything that has an IRA attached to it, you need to take all of those dollars and add them up. What's excluded from that? What's excluded is if you still have a 401k and you're working for that company, you may not have to take a distribution from there. But from everything else, you got to add all those numbers up. And you have to add them up based upon, let's say you're turning 70 and a half today. You have to add them up based upon the 1231 value of all of those accounts. So let's say that number totals $100,000. All of them added up is $100,000. What you need to do, and I'm going to the Uniform Lifetime Table right now, at age 70 and a half, you take $100,000 and divide it by 27.4. Now, what the heck is a 20? You know, that number sounds like the factor number that they give you when you go to an auto dealership. Well, we'll have to check our factoring table to figure out what that all is. And you go, what the heck is a factoring table? Let me make this a little easier for you. If you take $100,000 and multiply it times 3.65%, $100,000 times 0.0365, you're going to get a number. That is the amount that you must take from your collective retirement accounts in the year when you're 70 and a half. Now, what happens in the next year? Well, instead of taking 3.6% or whatever, it's a little bit more. Maybe it jumps to 3.7. And it jumps and it jumps and it jumps. So every year you have to take a little bit more, but you're never cashing out your retirement accounts. However, some people say, well, since I have four different IRAs, do I have to take a small distribution from each of those IRAs? And the answer is no, you don't. All the IRS cares about is that you took a distribution equal to the amount that you needed to, and they don't care from which account you took it. However, the financial institutions might say, excuse me, you forgot to take your required minimum distribution, and you have to be sure that you respond to them and say, I already took it from somewhere else. Because if you don't, they may send you money anyways. And all of those distributions are taxable. So here's what we suggest. As you're approaching age 70, you want to consolidate all of your retirement assets into one account. Now you said, but my mom said I can't put all my eggs in one basket. You're not buying a basket that just has one egg in it. In fact, you're going to buy a basket now when you combine all of these accounts into a basket that has some bread, it has some eggs, it has some fish, it has some vegetables, it has a little bit of everything, and it even has some of the bad stuff like a package of Yodels and Hostess Twinkies. Because you got to have a variety of stuff in there. Collectively there, where there's one account with one big value, it's a lot easier to calculate your required minimum distribution. And did you know that you can take your required minimum distribution on a monthly basis? You can take it as a one-time check. You can take it on a quarterly basis. But it needs to be adjusted every year to reflect the changes. So people say, well, when do I finally cash out my entire IRA? At what age do I have to be when I'm taking everything from my IRA? Well, let me put it to you this way. At 100 years old, if you were 100 years old and you had $100,000 in your IRA, guess what your minimum distribution would have to be at 100 years old and your account was $100,000? You'd have to take out $20,000. It's 20%. Yeah, you started at 70.5 at 3.6%. But at 100 years old, you're still not cashing out the whole thing. Now, you can take more if you want, but the more you take is taxable. So what you want to look at as you're approaching retirement is to ask yourself, do I have all of the money to my name in retirement accounts, or do I have some of the money in personal accounts? Maybe a brokerage or an advisory account that's owned in my name or in my revocable trust. Or maybe I have some money that's in the bank. Because think about this. If all of the money that you have is in retirement accounts and you need to pull an extra $20,000 from your account, that's $20,000 in additional taxable income to you. But if you have some money in retirement accounts, some money in personal investment accounts, some money in the bank, what happens if you need to take $20,000 out of the bank? How much tax do you pay when you take $20,000 out of the bank? Nothing. No tax. Why is that? Because it's not if it's an IRA. If it's personal money in the bank, you take it out for free. Because that's money that you put into the bank using after-tax money. Remember what after-tax money is? That's the money that when you get your paycheck, that take-home paycheck, you've already had taxes withheld. You shouldn't have to pay taxes on that money again, should you? No. However, if you have money that you said, I want to take some of my after-tax money and put it into an IRA at the bank, and you took a tax deduction for it on your tax return, that means that you still haven't paid tax on the money because you took a tax deduction. So when you take money out as an IRA, you're going to pay taxes on it. So one of the key strategies for retirement is making sure that you have some money in retirement assets and some money in personal assets. So you have choices. Look, you'll live a lifestyle where you're spending $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 a month, whatever that number is. But there will always be a period of time when you say, I need an extra 10 grand. I want to buy a car. I got to fix the boiler in my house. We got to get the roof replaced. And yes, you can always go to your home equity loan perhaps, but maybe you just want to pull $10,000 or pull $20,000. Wouldn't it be nice if you had a resource that you could go to where the taxes were limited rather than the taxes are on 100% of the distribution? Lots of things to think about. Lots of things to think about. But there are retirement accounts that you can continue to maintain and not pay tax on them when you pull them out. I'll tell you what those are when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
ever wonder whether you'll have enough money to retire? Retiring for the Genius is a blueprint to prepare for a comfortable retirement. This easy-to-read guidebook on living your life in retirement is written by certified financial planner Mark Friedman and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 o'clock until 9 a.m. You'll find the tools and templates helpful so you can prepare to make smart decisions on how to spend your money in retirement. If you're older than 55 and expect to spend between $4,000 and $10,000 a month in retirement, Retiring for the Genius is a treasure map for achieving your successful retirement. When it comes to retiring, don't be a dummy. Pick up a copy of Retiring for the Genius at Amazon.com.
Pick up your treasure map for retirement. Available now at Amazon.com. Search Mark Friedman, Retiring for the Genius.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We are in the last and final home stretch of this show. We've been at it about 45 minutes or so. Hope you're all having a great Sunday. Thanks for joining me, by the way. I mean, I know people have very busy days, and the days are going to get even busier with all of the student activities. Outdoor sports will start up soon. I understand some of the baseball teams in the high schools right now are beginning to practice indoors because it's kind of hard to catch fly balls in run the base paths with snow and boots on. So they're figuring all that stuff out indoors right now. But all of that's coming about. Dance recitals, they're all coming up in the next few months. We've got a lot of the schools do their musicals, their plays right now. Lots and lots of things going on and lots of stuff going on right here on the North Shore. I'm going to encourage you to listen to Aurelia Nelson's show right after mine. She has a great lineup of other events that are going on around the North Shore in the Merrimack Valley in both this week and the weeks to come. Always lots of things to do. Hey, big news, big news. I just found this out this week. It's pretty exciting. Look, I've been a sponsor of the North Shore Music Theater for a number of years, maybe 18 years, maybe even more. They got a great lineup of shows coming up for this season. You know that the big one's going to be Mamma Mia, which is going to be the big show. They got Mame, they got Jekyll and Hyde, they got Mamma Mia, I think Hairspray, and a couple of others. I forget what the full lineup is. But they made an announcement that they never, ever do at the music theater. They've actually made an announcement for what the musical, the main and primary musical will be for 2019. They just did this week. They have secured Jersey Boys for the North Shore Music Theater in 2019. So if you've been wanting to get back to the music theater, perhaps you still are holding a grudge for the previous management that set that was part of this fire that created all sorts of problems for the music theater, you have got to get back and visit and see what Bill Haney and Karen Nesembeni have done at the North Shore Music Theater. What a venue. What a place. You can actually, by the way, you can bring food to your seats now. There's a fabulous Broadway club that you can join up and be part of this VIP club in advance of the shows during intermission. It's a place to hang out, get some wine and cheese and some snacks. Bathroom lines are really short, and it's a really super clean bathroom. And, of course, we do host that event. So you can always see my signs over there, and we offer free giveaways that are available at the music theater as well. But yeah, so find out what's going on in your community. Aurelia Nelson will be telling you all about that and other stuff that's going on after my show, Dollars and Cents. So stick around and listen to that. But I told you when we last left that I was going to tell you about some of these retirement accounts that people own where you don't have to take money out to meet your required minimum distribution. And that is what's called a Roth IRA. Now, what's a Roth IRA? A Roth IRA is something that you have put money into using after-tax dollars that you have not received a tax deduction for, that you've said, I'm taking after-tax money out of my pocket and putting it into a retirement account based upon income limits and contribution levels and all that stuff. You're going to put that in, and I'm going to want that account to grow. I'm going to invest it aggressively. I might invest it just in bonds. I can do whatever I want with it. And whenever I want money out of it, I get it out for free. That's right. You get it out for free. There's no tax on the money that you've earned. There's no tax on the money that you put in. It is all free. That is right. Now, I think it's great for retirees to have access to a Roth, but if you're 69 years old or you're 68 years old, no, I don't think it's necessary for you to start funding a Roth IRA now. If
People will say, well, Mark, I'll just convert my IRA to a Roth IRA. Oh, that sounds brilliant until you realize that it's not that easy or free. Let me tell you what happens. Let's say, for instance, you have an IRA or a 401k, it doesn't matter, that is worth, I'll use $500,000, $500,000. You've really built up that 401k. It's worth $500,000. And you say, well, I don't want to pay tax when I take the money out of this thing. I'll just convert it to a Roth. Not possible. Well, you can do it, but it's not that simple. So imagine this. You want to be able to, here's what you're saying. You're saying, I want to take $500,000 that up until now, if I took money out, I'd have to pay tax on it. But if I just change the registration from IRA or 401k to Roth IRA, now I'm going to beat the system. I'm not going to have to pay tax on this money. And, you know, I'll just sign the form. It'll be great. And all of a sudden, my money will be tax-free. That's not what happens, folks. Here's what happens. For reals, the $500,000 is reported to the IRS as taxable income. What? That's right. $500,000 will be added to your income, and it will be listed as taxable. Now, you can take your $500,000 and automatically move it from IRA, $500,000 IRA, to $500,000 Roth IRA. Yep, you can do that. That'll work just fine. However, it doesn't go without reporting. The reporting would be that $500,000 in your tax return, and the IRS will come back and say, you owe about $250,000 in taxes, Mr. Taxpayer. And then you're going to say to yourself, well, that's not what they told me. They told me I convert my Roth, my IRA, to a Roth, and be able to take money out to grow it tax-free. That is right. You could, and you did that. However, the $500,000 for which you've never paid tax on, you don't get amnesty on that. There's no government program that is saying, this is free for you today. No. You still have to pay the tax on the $500,000. And so where do you think that $250,000 is going to come from? But you still have to pay it. Let me make it simpler. Let's make it $100,000. Let's make it even more palatable. You have $100,000, and you might now may have to pay, say, $30,000 or $40,000 in taxes on that number. Still a big number, right? Where are you going to come up with that? Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll pull it out of my IRA that I just converted to a Roth. Oh, will you? How did that work out for you? How was that free transfer working for you? No, you got to take it out of your other money. You got to take it out of other money to pay the tax. Is that really what you wanted to do? Now, converting to a Roth may make sense for you depending upon your financial situation. However, for many, it is misleading from the way you've understood how Roth conversions work. So I want you to be very careful. There are oftentimes situations where converting to a Roth makes sense. But there's oftentimes, more often than not, where I've seen people take the initiative, gone ahead and walked into a Fidelity or a Charles Schwab where they've just said to the advisor, hey, I want to convert my IRA to a Roth. And their job is just to follow your instructions. You can't blame them. You told them to do it. You signed the paperwork. You're not paying them for advice. They can't provide advice. They're not allowed to do that. They just have to follow your instructions. Folks, working with a certified financial planner is a critical component of building a lifelong retirement plan that provides you with the income that you need to support your lifestyle. And here's what the most interesting thing has been over the past probably 10 years, and I've been doing this 28. Over the past 10 years, it seems like the vast majority of clients that come to work at our office are either just approaching retirement, they're in retirement, or they're what I would call a seasoned retiree. Many of them still wonder, will I run out of money before they come to see us? And what I end up showing them is that not only in most cases, I shouldn't say most, in many cases, not only will they not run out of money, they will end up with more money at death than what they started with. What? How is that possible? In fact, I tell people that my job in your 60s and 70s will be to help you spend more money. Unless you're looking to leave your kids just a fortune and you're looking to sacrifice your retirement. Some people are, yeah, that's what I want. And that's, who am I to judge? But others are like, I want to leave them something, but I'm not going to shortchange my own retirement. If you battle about those questions, if you wonder whether you could spend more, if you're trying to figure out where's the best place to draw my money so that I can live my retirement to its fullest, to its greatest potential, I want you to call us. Call Friedman Financial. Call my firm. I will meet with you. You will sit in my office in our conference room. You'll meet my business partner, Marion Gilman, who's been on my show before. The two of us will sit down and talk with you, and we will help you feel good and give you the confidence that you need to know how you can approach retirement. Our phone number at the office, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. My website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And another thing you should know about is we put together a free weekly newsletter. It comes out each and every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. I've been doing it since 2009, March of 2009. Do you remember what happened in March of 2009? Well, as far as we're concerned, and as far as probably the markets are concerned, that was the bottom of the bear market. That is when the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit around 6,600. So 10 years ago, the Dow Jones Industrial was at 6,600. Today, it's hovering in the mid-20,000 range. If the market drops to 20,000 points, should you be concerned? I don't think so. Think about the run, the raging run that we've had for almost 10 years. Who would have ever imagined that the Dow Jones Industrial Average would almost triple in value, maybe quintuple in value? So 6 to 12 to 18 to, what's that? What, 24, yeah. That's pretty significant. Who would expect that in 4 years? I mean, not 4 years, in 10 years. It's amazing. But I don't remember, back in March of 2009, people were calling, people were worried. You talked about, this time it's different. They talked about the black swan. They talked about, we'll never get out of this. The government's going to shut down. Money's not going to be worth anything. You won't be able to borrow money. Everybody's going to be out in the street. No one can find work. That's what we heard about. And you were seeing people losing their jobs and people struggling during that period of time. And that moment is when we launched Planning Pointers. Because I felt people needed financial advice in a language they can understand. Little, short little blurbs, little tidbits of information that talk not just about markets, but talk about real life issues that impact everybody's financial situation, regardless of your net worth, regardless of your income, regardless of where you come from. And if you want that newsletter, go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of my website, any page on that website, and look for the sign that says sign up for our newsletter. You'll put in your email address. You'll let us know how you heard about the show. And in the comments section, let us know what you think. Let us know whether you like the show. Let us know if you have a question. Let us know if you want to schedule a free initial consultation. Let us know anything that's on your mind, or ask me a question. I promise I respond to every single question that is asked in that newsletter. Every single question that you send, I will respond to you. And if now's the time, like I said, to schedule that free initial consultation, phone number at the office, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Perhaps the next Sunday when I get back, I'll feel a lot better about the Red Sox potential for making it on the field for opening day. Because right now, I think they're going to play in boots, or they're going to have to move it to some other venue. Maybe they'll start to play. Maybe they'll do opening day at JetBlue Park. Who knows? You never know what'll happen, and you never know what's going to happen in these markets. Every day's a mystery, but financial planning is what pulls it all together. My name is Mark Friedman. We've been providing financial advice in a language you can understand since 1968. We'll be back again next Sunday with Dollars and Cents. You're listening to us on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.